Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, here today with Paul Purcell, Partner Continental Advisors, to talk about eBay and PayPal and how they will soon become two separate companies. Thanks for joining me today, Paul.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
So we have to stop meeting on these recorded lines every time there are these phenomenal advances in payment, but they just seem to be happening one after another. Alibaba's IPO, Apple Pay launch, and now this news today. Your reaction, good, bad, or indifferent?
Oh, I think that, as a fan of the combined eBay, PayPal, and of John Donahoe, I mean, I guess I have to get my biases out in the open. I think this was an action that was necessitated by exterior forces that were unable to be overcome. And so on that part of it, I think it's probably not in the best long-term interest, in my personal opinion. And so in the near term, I'm pretty indifferent because I think that people have been trying to get this done and got it done.
So what do you think these external forces are, and why don't you think it's a good thing?
If you look at some of the data that they presented in their call today, it's mind-numbing what they've done with this and, what they've done with the PayPal network. If you look at, if I think about the first time, one of the first major projects that I did, as a young analyst was cutting my teeth on the PayPal filing and registration, and obviously they were bought by eBay in a kind of a dance of, a daring dance of, okay, you're not going to pay what we want, so we're going to go public. If you look at the marriage and what that the symbiotic relationship that was formed prior to that marriage and then since, I think that people are grossly underestimating the value of the two networks together and what they and how it differentiates. Overall. And that's why I think people are missing the boat here.
So you don't think that either one is big enough to be viable competitor as a standalone company, as a pure play?
No, I think that they are. I think PayPal is going to do far better alone than that's just my personal opinion. I think that the assistance that or strength that PayPal brings to eBay is pretty important, and I don't know why I would part with a crown jewel like this. I mean, Apple's trying to get into the payments business. Google's been trying to get into the payments business for 3 to 5 years. Alipay is part of Alibaba is a good thing. PayPal is part of eBay is a bad thing. I don't get why you would give up this leverage, and again, why you would pull this very differentiating success story away from your core eBay commerce network.
So that was one of the things that I found interesting when John was talking today about this. He said now is the time to separate payments from commerce, which I thought was an odd statement at exactly the point in time when we are putting commerce and payment together, actually embedding payment in commerce. I found that to be an odd sentence to hear coming out of John's mouth about this particular topic.
I would have to agree with you. But I look, this is pure speculation. I don't think that this was, done by core PayPal eBay aficionados. I think this was pushed by a lot of activist external forces.
Interesting.
That's what it seems like as a market participant and somebody that's been reading the press, all the way from the proxy settlement this spring. I mean, it's pretty obvious, I think. But that's what makes the market, as we say, in my business. And, time will tell what was correct. But if somebody had to say, put a gun to my head and said, fast forward 5 years, what happens? PayPal probably gets bought by somebody that would kill that, that's trying to get into the payments business today that is, failed miserably all along the way. And I don't know what good that does, especially for legacy eBay.
Well, I guess that's the question. Fast forward 24 months, and we have two independent entities. We have eBay, the marketplace, PayPal, the payment network. Speculate. eBay survive on its own. PayPal still a standalone company. What do you think the end game is if you were to fast forward out a couple of years?
Boy, I don't know. I worry a lot. Again, I come at this much more payment heavy than kind of commerce network heavy. I would worry. Looking at the separate entities, again, I think PayPal is going to continue to thrive. depending on what strategically occurs in both the independent companies and how fiercely independent they become, I would worry that eBay goes into sort of a, you know, Yahoo, AOL, slow bleed, right? Becomes right. This kind of spiral of, you know, there's embedded value there, but it just kind of keeps deteriorating over time.
Do you think that part of this is eBay feeling that it needs to be attractive to other emerging payments players like Visa Checkout and Apple Pay? And that it couldn't really be that if it was a combined entity that had PayPal embedded within it?
I wouldn't support that, right? I think PayPal has achieved, what, an effective interchange rate of 75, 80 basis points?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an eBay merchant, I'm pretty darn happy.
Right. Okay. So what can we read into the management announcement that was made as a part of this, where Dan Schulman is now taking over as president, then CEO? We know three things about Dan. We know that he comes out of a sort of a consumer-facing mobile world where it's all about getting consumer adoption of a brand, Virgin. Came out of financial services, you know, at Amex, and he wears cowboy boots. How are those three things setting him up for success at PayPal?
I couldn't even begin to speculate. I mean, I really couldn't. I don't know a lot about Schulman. I don't know him personally. I think he's an odd pick, but clearly one that they made. And I think it's even more entertaining that we've got an Amex guy coming to PayPal and we got an eBay guy taking over as president of Amex.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's like, yeah. I mean, I would consider it, you know, shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic, but. Employ the music as we sing.
Okay, well, let's hope we don't see that movie. But
that was a bad analogy.
But I think the point about the consumer facing thing, I think, you know, anyone in this space now, I think, recognizes the importance of getting digital accounts and getting consumers to use them a lot. And, you know, I know that a lot of PayPal volume is off of eBay, but there still needs to be this emphasis on the habituation, the frequency, the repeated use of these digital accounts in order for the consumer to have preference and for that particular brand to, to be successful. And so perhaps that is a focus that we'll see a little bit more of in the PayPal to come.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that that's broadly true, but I would also say that the great achievement, in my opinion, is PayPal is the marriage of consumer and merchant, right, in a network environment, certainly the most successful we've seen in e-commerce. And they have done so with the consumer elevating the PayPal brand above network and above bank issuer. I mean, it takes a tremendous amount of trust, I would argue, and submit for a consumer to link EDA to the PayPal account. And they have done that very well. And
they have. They have done that well.
Well, furthermore, for me to express my Visa-branded Chase card by way of the PayPal account. So I would argue that they've done a remarkable job achieving.
Well, but think about, I mean, the original use case, though, in the marketplace of eBay, where in order to get that going, they needed to have a payment mechanism that served as that secure intermediary. I think as the opportunities off of eBay have expanded for consumers to use accounts to transact, I think getting consumers into the habit of doing that, you know, has been a challenge.
Okay. I mean, when I look at the challenges that PayPal has faced or what they haven't achieved recently, it would be into the physical merchant world, which is really, really hard to do. Nobody's done it in going on 30 years now. And I think what they've done from a mobile perspective, it's been a little uninspiring.
Yep. Yeah, because I think one of the biggest points of friction with the PayPal account was what happens if you forgot your password, which a lot of people did because they didn't use it often enough to remember it. I mean, that has improved. The user experience has improved a lot, and certainly One Touch has made it a much easier payment method to use on mobile and on online. But that was kind of late coming.
Agreed.
So one of the other things that John talked about this morning was strategic flexibility and the agility to move with the market. What do you think that means for PayPal and eBay?
I don't put much credence to it, right? I mean, you know, the reason that, you know, what, PayPal 15,000 employees, you know, it's not going to be a nimble organization. That's just the way it is. Spun or not spun, it's just not going to be nimble. Certainly not going to be as nimble as a Stripe, a WePay, Level Up, Dwolla, right? It's not possible. It's just the way, it's the governing dynamics of large institutions versus small. So I would characterize that largely as lip service.
Well, there's always a certain amount of spin when these sorts of things happen. And agility and flexibility, those are two good words to use.
Well, they are, but that wasn't the question. You asked me if I put a lot of stock in it. It's the way I took the question.
Yep.
I don't. I think it's exactly spin, right? It's what you say the day that you announce.
So what does this imply for the overall payments ecosystem? So we obviously have Visa Checkout. We have Apple Pay. We've had PayPal for a while. You know, Level Up, lots of players, you know, in this space. I think the intensity level has really increased since we saw Apple Pay launch. We have Alipay coming into this marketplace as well, very strong competitor. What are the implications now that we will have PayPal as a standalone network in the midst of all of this?
Well, functionally, I don't think a lot will change, right? Then it becomes into this agility, flexibility, and strategy category you referenced. But you know, functionally, the marketplace isn't going to. I mean, PayPal is an independent network today. I think the biggest thing that they're going to have to manage, right, is they've got a great network business, but they've also spent a lot of money on what could be argued as gateway / merchant acquisition channels, and those are historically channels when the growth settles down a little bit becomes incredibly difficult or impossible to hold margin. And I think that that's something that PayPal is going to have to face with the acquisitions, namely Braintree, that they've made. So I think that's an interesting part of the ecosystem that needs to be watched. But I think from a network perspective, I think that they have they've got a huge head start, and they are a great brand and service. And all those teams that you listed have either announced that they're going to launch, or are very, very nascent launches, and they've got a lot of work to do to cover the ground. So I don't think a lot is going to change.
I think this is a good opportunity for PayPal. I mean, it is what it is. So, you know, we have to accept the fact that they are going to be two separate companies. Do you think this is an opportunity for PayPal to really move more quickly to put distance between it and the other players in the space who are certainly all after the same prize?
Possibly. Everybody's in a big hurry. I'm not sure that you can hurry to where we're going.
Oh, come on. It has to move fast. At least it's moving faster than it has in the last couple of years.
You've been to PayPal Town, right? Or, you know, the demo center. It's freaking awesome, right? But it's like, okay, let's go do it. Well, I mean, you know, there's just so many moving parts to doing that well. I'm not sure that the pieces of the puzzle are there yet. And is PayPal spun? Get us there any faster? Maybe. So much of this market development, right, is what the innovation around the experience is, and the payment piece is plugged in, right? You know, if you look at Uber, Airbnb, right, these use cases, you know, it was the development of the market, right, around it, and then Braintree came in and backfilled. Now, some people could argue, and I'm sure that they would submit a wonderful argument that no, Braintree had to exist before Uber. But I think that some of that is, you know, point of sale systems, hardware, security, speed, network speeds, and reliability. Okay, how am I supposed to have an uninterrupted commerce experience when I still have a lot of drop calls?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Well, I think there's a lot of pillars that are either wobbly or not in place.
Well, never a dull moment in the land of payments. Another week, another blockbuster announcement. Give it another couple weeks. Who knows what's likely to happen, but it makes it interesting. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.